This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. With 2 days left for campaigning to end for the second phase of general elections, leaders of political parties are making all-out efforts to woo the voters by holding back-to-back rallies and roadshows in favor of their candidates. 20 seats in Kerala, 14 in Karnataka, 13 in Rajasthan, 8 each in Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra, 7 in Madhya Pradesh, 5 each in Assam and Bihar, 3 each in West Bengal and Chhattisgarh, and 1 each in Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir will go to polls in the second phase on coming Friday. The filing of nomination papers for the third phase of Lok Sabha elections ended on Friday, and today is the last day for withdrawal of candidatures. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed election rallies at Jalore and Banswara in Rajasthan. He said that the country needs a stable government which can develop basic infrastructure facilities as per the future requirements, can understand the dreams of the youth and make policies according to them, and take care of women, farmers, poor, deprived, tribal and backward class people. On the other hand, speaking at a public meeting in Balurghat, Trinamool Congress Chief Mamata Banerjee said the central government led by the BJP has neglected the common man, including minority and the SC/ST people. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address an election rally in Aligarh, Uttar Pradesh this afternoon. The Aligarh parliamentary constituency is gearing up for the polls in the second phase of the Lok Sabha elections scheduled for the 26th of this month. The seat is poised for a triangular contest between incumbent MP and BJP candidate Satish Gautam, Samajwadi Party's Chaudhary Bijendra Singh and Bahujan Samaj Party's Hitendra Kumar. President Draupadi Murmu will present the Padma Awards at the civil investiture ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan in Delhi today. President Murmu will confer Padma Vibhushan on former Vice President M. Venkaiah Naidu and Bharatanatyam dancer Dr. Padma Subramaniam. Padma Vibhushan Award will be given to Bindeshwar Pathak posthumously. Actor Mithun Chakravarti and singer Usha Uthuf will receive the Padma Bhushan Award. The other Padma Bhushan awardees include philanthropist Dr. Sitaram Jindal, cardiologist Dr. Tejas Madhusudan Patel and former Uttar Pradesh Governor Ram Nayak. Padma Awards, one of the highest civilian awards of the country, are conferred in three categories: Padma Vibhushan, Padma Bhushan and Padma Shri. University Grants Commission, UGC, has announced that four-year bachelor's degree holders can now directly appear for NET and pursue PhD in any subject. The candidate should have a minimum of 75% marks in aggregate or its equivalent grade on a point scale wherever the grading system is followed. Such candidates are allowed to appear in a subject in which they want to pursue a PhD, irrespective of the discipline in which they have obtained the four-year bachelor's degree. At present, a NET candidate requires a master's degree with a minimum of 55% marks. Severe heat wave conditions will continue over East India during the next 4 days. The India Meteorological Department has forecast that heat wave will prevail over parts of Odisha today and over West Bengal, Jharkhand, Bihar and Uttar Pradesh during the next 4 days. The IMD also said that hot and humid weather will continue over West Bengal, Andhra Pradesh, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karnataka and Kerala till the 25th of this month. Meanwhile, the weather agency has forecast heavy rainfall with thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds over northeast India and adjoining regions during the next 3 days. Over North India, IMD said that light to moderate rainfall, snowfall, thunderstorm and lightning will descend over Jammu and Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand today. In chess, 17-year-old Indian prodigy Damaraju Gukesh made history as the youngest ever player to win the FIDE Candidates Tournament in Toronto. In the final round last night, Gukesh held fellow title contender Hikaru Nakamura of USA to a draw with black pieces, but his fate was sealed on the other board, where Ian Nepomniachtchi and Fabiano Caruana battled for 109 moves before agreeing to a draw. Gukesh became the youngest ever Candidates Tournament champion, beating Garry Kasparov's record, who was 20 years of age when he won this tournament in 1984. And in IPL cricket, Royal Challengers will lock horn with Mumbai Indians at the Sawai Mansingh Stadium in Jaipur today. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. IST. And with that, we end this news bulletin.